Parts of the Midwest continue to battle flooding this week, with some area rivers set to crest later this weekend. In one rural South Dakota town, floodwaters stretch across nearly every road leading in and out of town. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Jennifer Jones reports.
Residents of Claremont, a farming town in northeast South Dakota, are struggling to keep their city above water. Mayor Bob Thompson is doing his part by helping rescue a service truck that's stuck in the mud. He and another resident attached large chains to it and then to the town's tractor. It's just one of the area's many flood-related problems here.
This is the lift station where all the sewers run to and then pumps it out to our lagoon. And they've been running just about 24 hours. They're getting just about maxed out. And we've had a little issue with this one, and they're going to take care of it. But first off, we got to get him unstuck.
This area got heavier than usual amounts of snow over the winter, and that snow fell on ground that was already saturated by record rainfall. As the snow begins to melt, it isn't draining off the flat farmland. Instead, it's turning the town and surrounding area into at least 20 square miles of swamp. That's why Don Hansen doesn't dare leave home unless he's in his pickup or all-terrain vehicle.
It's just, there's water everywhere, and these spots in the roads, they can appear just overnight.
In one stretch of gravel road, water flows 7 inches deep and minnows swim across. Roads like this mean emergency vehicles can't make it to some areas. Hansen says the mail is no longer delivered to his house and the school bus can't get through. Instead, he drops off his children at the gas station.
They're pretty good about it here. They even got treats for the kids if you don't get here to pick them up right on time.
Hansen can still get to his farm using his pickup, but several other residents aren't so lucky. The only way Julie Michael can get off her farm is in her ATV.
I don't think people realize how bad it is.
The road she uses is closed, but it's either this or the cornfield. It's hard to tell this is a paved highway, though, because large chunks of pavement have been replaced by mud pits. Other areas in South Dakota are facing similar problems. And while no major storms are forecast for next week, officials here say with heavy snowmelt continuing, flooding will likely be an issue here for weeks to come. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Jones.
This is NPR News.